And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Rock and Roll!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio's anniversary show. It's the 10th anniversary of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio on the internet. We started in July of 2002, back before anybody was doing podcasting. Look it up. It's on Wikipedia. We invented podcasting. And it's also the 30th anniversary of Maximum Rock and Roll Magazine. The 30th anniversary issue will be out in just a matter of a week or two. And it also marks about the 35th anniversary of MRR Radio as a whole. Maximum Rock and Roll started as a radio show on KPFA in Berkeley, a public radio station that broadcasts to a huge portion of Northern California, and it had irregular hours for the first few years, but by the late 70s, early 80s, it had its own time slot and was the most popular show on that radio station, and it was huge. It was a huge resource, especially for people who didn't live in the immediate Bay Area where all the shows were happening. For those of us who lived in the suburbs or in the Central Valley, it was amazing to get to hear all this music. And it was syndicated on radio stations around the world for many years. By the late 80s, early 90s, the radio show left KPFA, but was still syndicated. It was recorded in the basement of the Maximum Rock and Roll House for many years. In the late 90s, after Tim Yohannan, our founder — that's the Tim of Tim and the Gang you hear at the intro every day — after Tim passed away, the radio show also ended. But in 2002, we brought it back to life on the internet, and 10 years later, here we are. So we've got a bunch of the gang here, we've got a bunch of special things to play for you, and we really hope you enjoy it. I'm reporting from Los Angeles remotely by the magic of digital recording. So you won't hear from me for the rest of the show, but enjoy.
Hello, everyone out there in Maximum Rock and Roll Land. This is Rob. As Paul just explained to you, this is the 35th anniversary of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, and it's been 10 years since we brought it back in 2002. We've got a group of folks together for you. Thanks to Paul for that awesome explanation at the intro of the show. That was really cool to actually get a little history behind the radio show. And thanks, Paul. We miss you.
He does a lot more. He's kind of the brains behind this whole thing.
He really is. He's the behind the scenes man. He makes it all happen. He makes the magic happen on the interwebs.
Yay, Paul.
So, anyways, of course, that was the Dicks, and the reason I played the Dicks was because in the 10 years that I have been doing the radio show, they have been played more than any other band that I can think of. So I thought, why not play the Dicks one more time on Maximum Rock and Radio, and I'm sure it won't be the last. So we all put together little special songs for, or should say special sets for the theme of celebrating the radio show. The theme that I'm going to go with today, I went back into the archives. I found a radio show when MRR Radio was still on KPFA. Back on March 7th, 1981, they did a punk day on the radio show, and I pulled some of the tracks that Tim Yohannan played that day, and so I'm going to play those for you now. I'm going to start out with Eva Grahn doing Hung God.
I'm
Whoa, whoa, whoa. It wouldn't be a Maximum Rock and Roll Radio celebration without at least one.
Yeah!
Woo! All right, that was the Middle Class, and they did a song called, got my notes here, Situations. Before that was the Breakouts doing Waiting for Change, Really Red doing Starvation Dance, and before that was Ebigron doing Hang Good, and that was some songs from Tim Yohannan set back in 1981 on KPFA radio.
Yeah!
Woo!
Damn!
And it may be worth mentioning, actually, how I think I've mentioned this on the radio show before, but Max Rock and Roll Radio is an integral part of why I started listening to punk rock music. The local college radio station in Indiana that I used to listen to, I had only heard punk music maybe for a few months, and then I caught a Maximum Rock and Roll Radio show back in the mid-80s, and it truly blew my fucking mind. I had no idea that these bands existed, and of course it was all international punk, and it just laid the foundation and seeds, and here I am some teen years later doing the radio show. So it means quite a lot to me. I know that sounds hokey, but that's the truth, so there you go. Anyway, I'm going to cry now.
We're all crying.
Crying in our beers. All right. Ron's got a special set. What are you going to play for us there, Mr. Ron?
Well, Hal helped me out, and I'm going to play some songs off Tim's first top 10 list or top 20 list off the first issue. I tried to pick some of the more obscure stuff that was, you know, not everybody listens to and stuff. So we're going to start out with the Rejectors, Thoughts of War. Now!
Fresh meat clings to the barbed wire fence. Though the heels, his stomach's wet. Then draw your final breath. All to hope, all to dream. Nothing left but your silent scream. Your mother came home and you left.
You're right.
Your mother came home and you left.
You're right.
Your mother came home and you left.
You're right.
Your mother came home and you left.
You're right.
Nazi school, Nazi school.
Left, right, left.
The regimental rule. Nazi school, Nazi school. March to the beat, don't be no fool. Don't be a stupid fool.
Learned how to Sieg Heil there, right? Okay.
Jerk.
Goose stepping. Hey, that was Tim Yo's favorite song on the first issue. I'd never heard that before. That was Cracked Actor with Nazi School. And before that, this obscure band GBH. Am I Alive or Am I Dead?
Never heard of it.
And we had Instant Agony with Working Class, and we started off with The Rejectors with Thoughts of War. So those are some of Tim's favorites. I'm getting an X put on my hand right now. I'm
the irony.
Straight edge as I'm drinking a beer, but it's a green straight edge. So that means I'm like Irish or something. But Mary's gonna play some of like Tim hated, so
it's true.
And she's got,
Yay!
You know what? And she's got to live here.
I know. I don't know if you've been keeping up with the recent activity since I've lived in this house, but I know this will invoke the wrath. I feel like he's gonna end up, instead of putting the toilet seat up this time, he's gonna put saran wrap on it, and I'll go pee in the nighttime. Anyway,
he's gonna put Vaseline on it.
That's ew. So I'm going to play some stuff that Tim Yohannan had problems with. And it just goes to show that the nature of this magazine is not just punk and the way it appears to just you, but the way it appears to the world. And so I'm going to start off with one of my favorites, which is actually a dual duty song, because the late and great Bruce Roars loved this record and would literally put it on at some point in the evening after like six micheladas and a little bit of booze. He would put this wonderful album on, Agnostic Front, Victim in Pain. And as follows, you will hear some more Great Hated. If anything spooky happens, we'll let you know.
To live in rights, I'm a sinner, sure and right. Society's over.
That's right. Oh, wait. What did you want to say?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, I will.
Yeah, so that was Victims, Old Locals, yeah, with 100% white girl. White people are crazy. Anyway, that I think it's funny that that was...
We are crazy, you know?
We're getting crazy up in here! Woo! I think it's really funny, personally, how that song... If you read the lyrics of that song, it's actually not... It's pretty funny and ridiculous and, like, how she frames the fear of a white person being around people of color. It's actually a really cool song, but Tim Yohannan didn't like it. Maybe in this postmodern world, I just get different meaning from it. But I think it's a great, great song. Anyway, hated it. Yeah. Want me?
What?
No.
Oh.
That
song. No. Why are you divulging my age on the radio? Anyway, before that was Earth Crisis.
You're 19.
And there is one person in this room that actually likes Earth Crisis. So I'll refrain from talking. But not only was that Earth Crisis, but it was
Street
Earth Crisis.
Street.
Earth Crisis. Earth Crisis doing a Misfits cover. Now you can actually figure out what that Misfits cover is. Email MRR at Maximum Rock and Roll, and the first person that guesses it, I will send you a
copy of Ron with his shirt off. A photo.
That's true.
He just took his shirt off during Agnostic Front. It was amazing.
We all did, dude. You didn't even notice. Come on. Yeah, right now. I'm all tops, no bottoms. I don't know about you guys. Anyway, but yeah, so I will send you a mixtape. Before that was Cro-Mags, as you know. I was going through the photo archive one time, and there was these pictures of John Joseph on the back. It said, under any circumstances, do not use these pictures, Tim. It's pretty awesome. And that's Everybody's Gonna Die. And before that was Agnostic Front, Victim in Pain.
What I was going to say earlier was, not only did Tim hate a lot of bands, but he was fearful that a lot of people hated him. So just a little tidbit, side note of information. Hey, Hal, you remember the old house? Remember Tim used to have a machete by the front door just in case Agnostic Front decided to show up at the front door and want to take him out? He just had a machete sitting by the front door. So I thought maybe we could institute a new rule here at the new house. Maybe we could have a machete.
You know what? We still have that.
You still have the machete?
It's still here. Yeah.
And why isn't it by the front door?
It's strategically placed upstairs.
Oh.
Because we actually, there are bats all over this house, so don't f*** around.
They're still coming.
They're still coming? Who's coming?
Agnostic Front.
Oh.
put a set of toenail clippers behind the door.
It's actually Agnostic Front, Cro-Mags, one of the dudes from Earth Crisis, and maybe Springo from SSD Control are going to come break down the door.
And then what?
And I'm going to them up and it's gonna be really fun.
They'll just drink all your beer and raid the fridge. All right.
Where's
the chicks? Where's the Wozone women? Without further ado,
I'm Greg. I'm gonna move up to 2002, which is the year that.
What are you crazy?
Oh, I don't know. Maximum Rock and Roll went back on the air via the internet in 2002. Which is also coincidentally the first year that I DJed at Maximum. So what I'm doing is I chose some songs from the 2002 Best of Top Whatever list, year end of 2002 Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, year end Best of Thing. So anyway, I'm going to start off the set with Amdi Peterson's Army, with their song Hardcore Del 2.
Yeah. right. Yeah. That, that was Young Wasteners off of their LP. That song was called We Got Ways. I think that's also the name of the LP. I don't really know. I forgot. It's right in front of me. It's right in front of me. Before that was Fat Day with Little Things, and I kind of went over the mark a little bit with them because their song is really short, and I was trying to cue up another record at the same time.
It just makes it more Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, doesn't it?
Yeah. And before that was Lost Sounds with their song Lost and Found, and started off the set with Andy Peterson's Army with Hardcore Del 2. That's all for my hits of 2002. If you want to know, the people who chose those songs back in 2002 were Chloe Jensen, Rob Coons, Robert Collins, and Arwen Curry. That was some of their favorite songs. Chloe Puke. Sorry. Now up is Hal.
Yeah. All right. Well, shoot. If Rob gets to tell long, boring stories, so do I. Anyways, my dad, back in, it must have been 80, I was listening to real stupid Ted Nugent and AC/DC, and my dad said, "Hey, listen to this Maximum Rock and Roll Radio on KPFA." And I said, "What is that, Crash?" And I said, until about a year or two later when I said, "Wow, this is the greatest." And we used to go down on Tuesday nights and listen and hang out. And I remember one time Dave Dichter came in and he was hanging out. And then all of a sudden he goes, "God, I got to go home. I got to go to work." And we were just like floored. We're like, "NBC, work make you a jerk? I hate work, you know?" And so... Anyways, I got all these stupid old I Remember stories, and the best song, or my favorite song back then, was I Remember.
Such a good song, Hal.
Such a good song.
Hit it!
I remember getting intimidated and busted at age 13 by the police. I remember my friend Tate Bryan shot in the back in Tampa, Florida for his first offense burglary. I remember the police firing into crowds and killing children because they were the wrong color. I remember the narcs in my high school trying to set me up for a big fall. I remember the priest bringing dogs into our school and snipping away my rights. The police is a clan, it's a mafia, and they're all on the police state, and they're out for me, and soon they're gonna be out to get you. So you better keep going if you know it's good for you, and take your stand. I remember when I first went to school and said, "Don't be a joker, don't be a fool, pledge your allegiance to the red, white, and blue. Good things couldn't do nothing for you to say a fuck or a lunger. Only had one, watch them die in the heat of the sun. Take out the bullet, please, from gun. Nothing I can do to get away. In the USA, you gotta take a chance, plan on staying free. The state is the land of living, they're trying to make a dead man out of me. I remember when I first hit the road, I worked for the rent for the money I owed. Came to Austin, I knocked my door, crushed their boy, now I'm running some more. City didn't get me, ain't happened yet, burning my fingers, last year to rent. Time to remember, it's time to forget, stuff I can do to get away. To the USA, I gotta take a chance, plan on staying free. You call this the land of the living, they're trying to make a dead man out of me. I remember, I was starting to hurt how a man's supposed to be about as free as a bird. Fell to prison, finally dead, meantime living with a price in the head. Wonder if there's a place to be, all right, cause you're a fellow like me. Names of paper, face on scene, nothing I can do to get away. In the USA, you gotta take a chance, plan on staying free. The goal is to live and live in, they're trying to make a dead man out of me. Free. The cold's the land of the living, but trying to make a statement out of me!
I forgot to, I was so like egocentric and self-centered that I forgot to say that this is my Steve Spinelli set. And poor Steve Spinelli, he volunteered for years and years and years, and he gets a lot of credit, but you know what? I think he's kind of the underdog around here.
So not only is it his set, but it was from the very first issue as well.
It was from the very first issue. What part of his top 20? And you know, that's only four songs of four releases of his top 20. You know, I could have played Minor Threat. I could have played all these other things. But, yeah, I had to go with the Sacrifice Not Suicide off the Boston Not L.A. record, and that was The Freeze, just because I love that one. The Sadistic Exploits were before that. That's off the Freedom with Split by Apathy 7-inch, and that was Apathy. And before that were, you know, Conflict doing, what was that dumb song? Oh, yes, it's a great song. I've Had Enough. Excellent one. And, yeah, so anyways, we hear Steve Spinelli is in good health, and we hope that he comes back and starts doing radio again. He was an evil, nerdy genius.
Aren't we all kind of evil, nerdy geniuses?
Yeah, we are. We are.
Okay. All right, this is Rob. I'm going to throw one more song on here, maybe two or three more. But I am pulling a song back from that early set I did, the 1981 Tim Yohannan set from the KPFA Punk Day. And this is Temple Tudor doing Swords of a Thousand Men.
Out.
All right, that was Temple Tudor doing The Swords of a Thousand Men from Temyo's set, KPFA set, dating back to 1981. Yes, Hal?
Bring it!
Bring it! All right, I'm going to close things out with a special little song. But before I do, in case you haven't guessed, you have been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This is our 10-year anniversary since we brought it back in 2002, and we've been around on the radio show, not we personally doing it, but the magazine as an entity radio show since, let's see, 35 years, whatever that back dates at. My math is a...
And 30 years, whatever that back dates at.
Yeah.
And we ain't going away.
Nope, you're stuck with us. So,
neither is that rash.
If you want to send us any letters or commentary, we do have a P.O. box. It's 460-760 San Francisco, California, 94146. You can email us at radio@maximumrockandroll.com. Check out our website, maximumrockandroll.com. Get on our fancy little blog. We'll keep you up to date on the punk workings of the world. And Hal, do you have any final last words for us?
Keep it real, punk rocker.
Keep it up yours.
We'll see you at the bar.
Yeah. Up your nose with a rubber hose and all that. So I'm going to play this last song. It's a little ditty. It's a band called Intensified Chaos.
It's totally intense.
It's so intense. They're from Berkeley back in the day. This is from the Maximum Rock and Roll compilation, Not So Quiet on the Western Front. The very first issue was an insert in this record, issue number 0. And when I was looking at the back of this, just kind of reminiscing, it should be noted that there's a whole blurb about the radio show on the back of this record.
It's rad.
And it's rad. And they were talking about how Jello Biafra and Jeff Bale and folks like that were DJing for KPFA and Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. So
Ruth Schwartz.
Good roots. So let's kick things off here, finalize, I should say, with Intensified Chaos. Thanks for everyone to coming out here. And
and we're an hour in, so we should do it.
And thank you.
Bring it.
Woo!
Give us money.
I'm gonna make it.